I'd just like to share some thoughts from Daniel chapter 3, if you have your Bibles. I know that you've already heard, or we have already heard, so many wonderful things tonight, that God is thinking about us, and if we're discouraged or confused or doubting or just need to be encouraged, need direction, Jesus is thinking about us. But as I thought about the young men that are here as campers, that's you guys, all right? Now, I know that that maybe it's past your bedtime in the village. Not yet? How much time do I have?
3 hours.
3 hours? For the fall.
1 hour,
Well, that's past my bedtime, guys, all right? So I'm not going to stay awake that long. Daniel chapter 3, and it's a familiar story to us, and it amazes me how there are these stories in the Bible that are so up to date. Now, the setting may be ancient, but the principles in God's Word are for today. And I couldn't help but think, you know, young men, look at me now, I want you to look up here. Young men, I want you to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, who are those three men? And what did they do? And why are they so special? Well, the story goes like this. We won't read all of it, but let me see if I can summarize it a little bit. The king, his name was Nebuchadnezzar. He was a little crazy. I mean, he was. And he decided that he was going to build a statue of himself. So he had this big gold statue erected. And then he had another great idea. Not only am I going to build a statue of myself, but now I'm going to get everybody together. I'm going to call a meeting. I'm going to bring everyone to the capital city. And then we're going to play instruments. And when they hear the trumpet and the flute and the lyre and the guitar, whatever else they played, when they hear the music, I want everyone to do what?
Bow
down to this statue. Sounds like a good plan?
No.
No? Would you like to be that king? And would you make a statue of yourself?
No.
All right. Good. Well, he did. And not only did he think about it and do it, but he called all the people together, and he had the musicians there, and so they began to play. And now, what was so special? Who was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Who were those three young men? You know? Right. But do you know where they came from? Yeah, they were Israelites. They were Jewish boys. And they had been taken captive. And they had been brought to the land of Babylon. And they had been, you remember in Daniel chapter 1, they were friends with Daniel. And the king had given them all this good food to eat, and his wine and everything. And Daniel said, we're not going to drink that. We're not going to eat your food. Remember that story? They purposed in their hearts not to defile themselves. They purposed to be true to God. They had been brought up. Their parents had taught them, you shall have no other gods before you, not to bow down to any graven image. And so here they were faced with a decision. Everyone else, when they heard the music, what did they do? They bowed down. What would you have done? Well, don't answer that. What would you have done? Everyone else did it. And these three young men stayed standing upright. They had conviction. You see, beloved, that's kind of one of the first words I want to leave with us tonight. Conviction. Do you have conviction? You come here to camp and we learn so many wonderful things about Jesus, and we're in his presence, and we enjoy this time together, fellowship, and enjoy the blessing of God. It's rich. But God wants to get hold of our hearts so that when we leave this place, you're not going to be with 30 other boys who love Jesus. Maybe you're going to be the only one in your class. Maybe you're the only one in your family. But God has so gotten a hold of your heart that you decide to stand up for Him. Let's just read a little bit of the story. Beginning at verse 7, "Therefore, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the cither, the lyre, the harp, and all kinds of music, all the peoples, nations, and men of every language fell down and worshipped the image of gold that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. At this time, some of the astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. You have issued a decree, O king, that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, pipes, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the image of gold, and that whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into a blazing furnace.'" You see, this king, he was mad. I mean, not mad that way. He was mad this way. Then he gets mad later. Verse 12, "But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, O king. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up." Now, let's just stop a moment. What do you think that this image of gold represents? I mean, you're going to go back home. We're going to go back home to our, wherever we've come from. Are we going to find an image of gold that we're supposed to worship? No, not literally. You're not gonna go home and find an image of Brother James, right? You're not gonna find that home. And no one's gonna tell you to worship a golden idol necessarily. So what do you think that means?
Worldly temptations.
Okay, worldly temptations. I think that the biggest thing for us and for maybe our young people is the pressure just to conform to the culture around us. And it embars us in many ways. You know, growing up, we didn't maybe have as much access, you know, with the phones and things, but television was always a temptation, and magazines were temptations, and music was a temptation. Because these things influence us. Whether we realize it or not, the things that we watch, the things that you allow to come into your eye gate, and then through your ears, they influence you. And so when the culture tells us, hey, you know, it's okay to do whatever you want. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to be, well, first of all, there really is no God. You're kind of the God. You decide what's right. You decide what's wrong. So we're tempted to bow down with everyone else and say yes. I don't have to obey this book. This book is outdated. It's not really up to date. It doesn't really matter anymore. And we're tempted to neglect the things that we've been taught. We're tempted to go along with what everyone else is doing. And so these men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were tempted just to go along with what everyone else was doing. Even though they knew in their heart that to do that would be to turn their back on their God. You know, we heard about Peter. How Peter denied the Lord, and we might say to ourselves, well, you know, I would never deny the Lord like Peter did. But how many times do we deny our Lord? You know how we do it? When we fail to stand up and to say that we believe there is a God who loves us. When we fail to stand up and say, I believe that the Bible is true. You know, sometimes even adults in our lives, teachers and others who don't know God will tempt us or try to dissuade us from believing the things that we've been taught. from God's word. And we have to decide that, Lord, I'm going to stand for you. I'm not going to deny you. Where'd you go this summer? Oh, I went to Pilgrim Camp. Oh, what's Pilgrim Camp? Well, it's kind of a nice place upstate. And what'd you do there? I went swimming. Don't tell them that you went to church and that you read the Bible and that you memorized Scripture. Well, I'm not just talking to them. I'm talking to us. I'm talking to myself. We heard it from Sister Vita, didn't we? You know, I have one of those stories, too. I was in Arizona and when I was a young person, and I attended a church, and well, one night I went to the church in the inner city, and it turned out that that night they were giving out tracts, going out into the city giving out tracts. And so I said, why did I pick this night to come to church down in the inner city? Well, anyway, they gave me the tracts, and we had to go somewhere, and I happened to be in an area where there were a whole slew of motorcycle bikers. I'm a little guy, you know? And it took a little courage for me to go and start a conversation and give them a track. But, you know, I did it. By God's grace, I did it. Now, I don't have a big glowing story like Sister Vita. I didn't go back to that particular thing. But in that moment, I had to take courage and say, Lord, if you've placed me here to be a witness for you, I can do this because you're with me. And that's what I'm trying to say. It's not just for you young people. I'm not trying to focus on you necessarily and say, oh, you've got to do this. Because all of us have to take our stand. All of us have to be willing to be not part of the crowd and not part of what everyone else is doing. And so, let's finish this story. So here are these other, they're called astrologers here in the NIV. They come and they kind of tell on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You know, they didn't bow down when the instruments played. Didn't you say that when the instrument played, everyone had to bow down? Well, they didn't bow down. And so this king in verse 13, he's furious with rage. Nebuchadnezzar summons Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king. Now, you know, as they're coming and as he sees them walk in, I can see him kind of composing himself and just, you know, taking a deep breath and kind of saying, okay, king, just, you know, calm down, saying to himself. And then he says to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods? Or worship the image of gold I have set up? I'm going to give you a second chance. He's being Mr. Nice Guy now. I'm going to give you a second chance. Now when you hear the music play, and if you bow down, well, it's good. It's going to be well with you. But if you do not bow down, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace. Then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand? See, that was his mistake. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, O King Nebuchadnezzar, we will bow down to your image of gold. Is that what it says? No. It says, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O King. But even if he does not, we want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. You know, one of those, I think that image of gold represents, at least for me, is this thought of just accepting everything. I accept you the way you are, you accept me. And I don't want to, again, be too specific here, but I think you understand that the culture around us is really out of control. And we need to know what the Bible says. And we need to teach our children what the Bible says. I mentioned it the other night that my children have said to me, "Dad, if you don't teach us, someone else will." I mean, we'll find out from somewhere else. And so we have an obligation as adults to teach our children. I thank God for these counselors. You know, we've prayed for you, I believe, every day. And we've prayed that God would touch your heart and use these counselors and Brother George to speak these words of life. And I trust they found a place in your heart. I believe they have. And God has begun a good work in you. And now He wants to keep you as you go home from this place. And not only keep you, but give you the power to live for Him, to stand up for Him. You see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they made a choice, didn't they? What did they say? We're not going to give in. We're not going to bow down. And even if you throw us into the furnace, we're not going to worship your gods. And so they had this conviction. They had the courage to stand up for what they knew to be right. And beloved, God has the power for each one of us to stand for Him. You know, we've been talking about living godly in an ungodly world. Well, it's only by His grace, and it's only by the Holy Spirit, this power that He has given to us as His people, that we can stand up for Him in this day and in this age. And so I know I've directed my remarks to the boys. I want you to stand for Jesus. I don't want you to forget the things you've heard here at camp. God has met you. He's touched your heart. Jesus has come to you. And He'll come to you again and again because He thinks about you. But He wants you to stand for Him and to be for Him. Even if no one else does it, even if everyone around us is bowing down, we want to stand for Jesus. We want to stand upon His word. We want to have conviction. We want to know what the Bible says. We want to know what we believe, because Jesus has made Himself real and precious to our hearts. And so I want us to just pray together for these young men. Is God able to keep them? Yes. Do we have a verse? "Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before His presence with exceeding joy." God is able to keep you. God is able to make you strong in faith. And not only here at camp, but when you go back home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus, a prayer that I'd like you to pray is, "Lord Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit." You may have accepted Jesus into your heart while you've been here, and you've asked Him to forgive your sins and to be your Lord and Savior. But He has something more for you. And we can ask Him, "Lord, I want to stand for you. I want to be true. I want to be courageous. But Lord, I don't have the power. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit." And if you've asked Jesus into your heart to be your Savior, then you have a right to ask to be filled. And so, Lord Jesus, I pray for these young men. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would keep your hand upon them. In the remaining time that they are here, that you would continue your work in them, that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit. Lord, as they seek you, as they seek you as a precious jewel, as they seek you as their treasure, as they seek you to be their all in all, I pray that you would come and baptize them with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Jesus, give us a faith, Lord. Lord, surely that is your desire. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? And so, Lord, we're asking. Lord, come to us as your people. Lord, we see how the world presses upon us and endeavors to cause us to conform. But Lord Jesus, we want to stand. We want to stand for you. Oh, Jesus, give us Holy Ghost conviction, boldness, courage. And Lord, come to these young men, even now, Lord, even this night, Lord. Touch their hearts, Lord. Put a desire within them for more of you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. And come to all of us, Lord. We need you. We need you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are able, Lord. You are able, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
God, thou Christ of burning, cleansing flame,
send the fire, send the fire, send the fire.
Thy blood-bought
gift today we claim.
Send the fire, send the fire,
send the fire.
Look down and see this waiting host.
Give us the promised Holy Ghost. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire.
That's number 128, number 128. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Let's stand as we sing. We'll sing that first verse again.
Thou Christ of burning, cleansing flame, send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. Thy blood-bought gift today we claim, send the fire, send the fire, send the fire.
Before we sing that last verse, now, forgive me, but how does the story end? I didn't finish the story. How does the story end? Did they throw them in the furnace?
Yeah.
Yep, they did, right? He got so mad, he said, make it 7 times hotter and throw them in. And what happened when they got thrown into the furnace? What happened? It says there were four in the furnace. Who was with them? the Son of God. And as we take our stand for Him, who's with us? Jesus is with us. When we take our stand, He stands with us. He walked through that fire with them and He brought them out unharmed. And we're singing about the Holy Ghost. One of the things that the Holy Ghost does when He comes to us, He makes Jesus so very real and precious to us. And so Jesus wants to come to you by the power of the Holy Ghost and make Himself real. He wants you to know He's walking with you in the fire when you take your stand for Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Isn't that a great ending?
Hallelujah.
How can we miss that? Praise God. He's with us. He's with you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
All right, let's sing that last verse.
'Tis fire we want, for fire we plead. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire. The fire will meet our every need. Send the fire, send the fire. Send the fire for strength to ever do the right, for grace to conquer in the fight, for power to walk the world in white. Send the fire, send the fire, send the fire.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Brother Anthony, would you pray with us, please?
Lord, we thank you for each one of those guys that were sitting here, Lord God. Father, we pray that you bless them from the top of their heads to the bottom of their toes. Cover them with your blood, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father, may you protect them every step of the way.
Yes, Lord.
Every
yes,
step
Lord.
They take, they will be guided by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
That their light would shine Amen. Onto their path, and they would see clearly.
Yes,
their
Lord.
Their antennas would be up. They could hear the voice of the Lord.
Yes,
all
Lord.
All the step of the way, every day of their lives.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you.
Yes, Amen. Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, we have opportunity now just to wait upon God, to seek His face. Lord, send the fire. God, send the fire into my heart afresh. Oh, Jesus, 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 touch us. Lord, with power from on high. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, come. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Let's go to prayer. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.